T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Rachel, good morning. In your case, was it the union discussion at the other stores, or was it the corporate visits that led you guys to move in this direction?
Yeah, so it was a mixture of both, actually. So seeing other stores, I think, really motivated us to have more discussions in our store, and then the constant corporate attention throughout our district has really put a lot of people in like questionable positions. They're really not sure which direction to go. And, you know, after, you know, having, you know, honest conversations with our partners, we've decided this is the best way for us to move forward.
What you say this is the best way to move forward. What is that discussion like? Because a vote still needs to happen. And, you know, from past experience working in, you know, service places like this, you don't always see everybody or know everybody who's on the job. Do you have a general sense before you make this move of how many people are in favor versus not?
Yeah, so it just looks like transparency on our end. I never would, and people having these discussions would never want to withhold information. And I think, you know, being honest about, you know, how things can go both ways and either situation really helps like solidify the partner's decisions. And so our store specifically has about 40 partners, and I think about 29 to 30 actually signed cards to file to vote. So what really actually matters is getting that 50% plus one when the voting comes around.
You know, we're talking about 6 stores attempting to unionize. How many stores are there in the Buffalo area?
I want to say around 20.
Okay. Tell me more about the corporate visits. How were they received?
Yeah, so at first it was positive. At first, you know, there was a lot of questions about, you know, what can we do to make things better? Like, tell me about what's going on. And as time went on, it started to get a bit more scary, I guess is the best word to use it. You know, pulling partners off the floor, talking to them alone. It's something in my 10 years I had never experienced. And I have partners who this is their first job. They don't know, you know what I mean? So it definitely got a little more intimidating as time went on.
What do you think about that? I mean, it is a different situation, right? For, you know, as opposed to the things that we're traditionally thinking of as a union job where you can run the gamut. Someone with a lot of experience who has worked at one of these Starbucks locations for a lot of years versus somebody who it might be their first job who isn't, you know, looking for that much work, you know, maybe a few shifts here and there just to make a little extra money. Does that complicate things on your end when having this discussion that there really is a wide range of employees and types of workers that we're talking about?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's something that we have to approach like on a case to case basis when it comes to who we're talking to. And something I really wanted to, you know, push and explain to my partners is that this couldn't set, you know, the precedent for other partners in the future who, you know, are like you right now, are, you know, fresh out of high school and looking to make some money and who might not be on, have health insurance or might not be able to afford it. And, you know, should get, you know, quality health insurance and quality pay like at the beginning. So it's it's almost kind of like a selfless thing where it's like, listen, we're trying to set people up in the future as well for, you know, good things.
When it comes to pay in the restaurant industry, it seems that workers at Starbucks are really on par. What else would a union provide for you?
So we are looking for help with health insurance because I am very grateful and do take advantage of their health insurance program, but I do have partners and who have, you know, cannot afford deductibles and payments and are ignoring, you know, their symptoms because they can't afford it and end up working more. And it's just a cycle. And we're also looking for help with new training programs. We do have a really high turnover rate because of the demand of this job. And we're looking for extra labor. Our stores are busier than before COVID. And I think that we should be able to match that with the amount of partners on the floor.
Do you think that might is ever going to change, though, when you mentioned high turnover rate? Isn't that just kind of the job, right? When you're in the service industry, when you're whether it's a Starbucks, whether it's McDonald's, whether it's Cold Stone, when, you know, all of these businesses in the restaurant industry are going to have that, you know, continued high turnover rate, and it will be a continued problem, won't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So when I first started at Starbucks, there was this culture and this like idea that, you know, you would be here long term, and they want to promote within and they want to keep you and, you know, keep people in the company and move you up and give you opportunities. And I think that if they want to set that example, they should be looking at the fact that there is a high turnover rate, because if you know, people are leaving for other reasons besides this is just a temporary job. There are people who do genuinely love working here who, you know, just can't afford to live based off of what they're paying, or the demands are just too mentally taxing. So, yeah.
Rachel, you know, it appears that ballots will be going out today to workers at the first three local Starbucks stores, but there's a chance that could still be held up, right?
Yes, definitely. I don't anticipate our store getting ballots for quite a while. So, yeah.
Now, if this goes through, will the stores that vote for a union, will you be, if you work at that location, forced to join the union, or will it be an option for new employees?
Yeah, so you can request to transfer to a non-union store, or you can stay at the store that's unionized.
So there's going to be, you know, some union, some non-union store, in all likelihood, if these you know, votes go through as are expected. What do you say to, you know, an employee who wants to work at your store versus another? And now, you know, people kind of have this choice. It's not just, you know, do I work at Starbucks or at Tim Hortons or something like that? It's do I want to work at a union Starbucks or a non-union Starbucks? So what is something that you can say, all right, hey, you take this job and right off the bat, you're going to notice this?
Yeah, so I think the whole time we've been, you know, fighting for this union is we wanted to really reiterate that people can make their own choices. And I think that's why, you know, we're even here today, is because we want more of a say. And I think, you know, being able to say, hey, I don't know if this is right for me, I think I'd like to go somewhere else, or hey, this sounds really interesting, I'd like to come, should be an option. And there's never been any sort of like animosity or ill will towards people who choose to do either one.
Rachel, thank you for joining us this morning. Rachel Cohen, she is a Starbucks partner in the town of Amherst.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.